So how can you create a sales business plan for yourself in commercial real estate brokerage? Let's say you're starting a new area, perhaps a new part of your career, and you want to get a business plan going for generating sales opportunity as a broker or an agent. Well, in my view, there are six steps to outline the process of your business plan for the coming year. And this program here will help you understand those six things. In commercial real estate brokerage, the sales plan that you create will be the basis of your business growth and income creation, so you need that plan. Every broker or agent should have a specific sales plan that is personally focused on building opportunities over time with their property types, with their precinct, and with their targeted clients. The plan should also be variable, as the year will bring with it changes relating to inquiry, leads, listings, and economic cycles. So the plan, when it is created, should be changed monthly or quarterly based on the changes of the year, the industry in your location. So exactly how can you get this sales plan started? Well, here are six specific steps that should work for you as you build your plan for the coming 12 months ahead. Number one, define your area. Pick your area and define it within roads and physical boundaries. All of your prospecting activities will be within that location, so you will need to understand your location comprehensively. That will usually mean roads, inquiry, supply, demand, buildings, streets, and precincts. When a listing comes on the market, you will have to know where it is and what it is. So that area that you define should not be too large. When a property sells or leases, you will have to know the result price or rent, as the case may be, and the relativity of those numbers to the current market conditions and your properties and your clients. So within your area, there's a lot of knowledge to gain, convert, and maintain. Number two, define your property type. Pick the property type that has future opportunity in abundance. The word abundance here is very critical. You must have listings and you must have commissions, so look for abundance. There has to be sufficient churn in your local property market and selected property type to find the business. Choose your property type with real consideration and care. Understand everything that you can about that property type in the location. Specialize in that property type. Market yourself accordingly. Number three, know your market. When you look into a location, you will see plenty of listings or potential listings. Some listings now will be both open or exclusive. Ideally, you want to control your listing stock, so always bias your focus towards exclusivity. Open listings are not a good indicator of inquiry or conversion, and open listings will not help you grow your market share. Open listings are just a factor of luck. Base your listing pitch, your presentation, your conversions on exclusivity each and every time. Number four, know your competition. Some of your competitors will be better than others, so you should assess your market and the competition within that area. You can always learn from your competition, of course. Develop your differences when you understand how you can position yourself to be more comprehensive and specialized in your property services. Don't be generic. That is critical. Number five, develop your differences in marketing. The people that you serve will have to remember you for the right reasons, so you will be marketing yourself around the right reasons. Be memorable and be different. There is no point in being the same as others in your location. Yes, you may market similar properties, but your processes of marketing for those listings must be better and more accurately targeted. That's how you will build your listing pitch, to be better, different, and specialized. So how does that relate to your property activities currently? Think about the specialist angle. If you're comparing yourself to the other agents locally, why do you stand out as the agent of choice? You must have some very real and important strategies within that question. Number six, build your database. If you want to get anywhere in our industry, your database will have to be the foundation of your progress. Yes, you may want to work for a larger firm of brokers and agents, but everything that comes to you will largely be from your personal efforts. So whilst the business that you work for may be the first initial focus for you, understand that everything else you do at a personal level will be critical in you converting listings. Choose a good database software program and refine it for your location, your client base, and your property type. Your database will be the foundation of activity over time. Certainly over time, you will find that the database will be most important to you as you build your real estate business of properties, clients, and opportunities. Every day, you will be in that database. Don't delegate that process to anyone else. Get involved with your database, understand what's in it, grow it, feed it, shape it, and make the calls. Don't neglect your client list in any way at all. So I've mentioned six things here. These things are specifically mentioned so that you can get your business plan, your sales business plan underway. Think about the six things and then start to build your plan accordingly. What you need to do here is attract sales and leasing opportunities. You will require a good plan to do that. Create the plan, focus on the next 12 months. Be prepared to shape your plan each month and each quarter as the industry changes and the year progresses. That's how you will create your sales business plan as a broker or an agent.